Thursday night, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about Hatova HaMeitiv, Simen Mem Tes. We're learning about the Bracha Hatova HaMeitiv. If more wine was brought to the Suda, you're with someone else, and you had made a Bar Priya Gofen already on one type of wine, and another type of wine was brought, presumably a superior wine. We'll learn about that, maybe even today. So you're not going to make a Bar Priya Gofen if you were not Mesiach Das from drinking wine. So in Hilchus Brachus, you're drinking wine, you drank wine, and you're drinking wine now. So you're not going to make another Bar Priya Gofen, but you will make a Tova HaMeitiv. And Tova HaMeitiv is reminiscent of the Harugei Beitar. Oh, we learned the Meshech Chochma last night. We did. I guess I was sleeping while we were learning it. Okay. So you make a Tova HaMeitiv. V'chein, we're in the middle of Sif Ches in Simen Mem Tes. V'chein emeviyu lehem od yayin shlishi b'vorchen gamken olav a Tova HaMeitiv. You can make it many, many times as they keep bringing different types of wine. V'chein al harbe, b'uvda de Rebbe, al kol chavis v'chavis, sh'ayah poseach, ha'yim b'vorech a Tova HaMeitiv. Sif Tes, v'moyen nimlach mamish, if he changed his mind, he made a decision to stop already. And then he changed his mind. He decided to stop. He doesn't want to get drunk. And someone said, oh, come on. How could you turn down this Chardonnay from vintage 1946 vintage? There was so much rain that year. It was a schmuck. So how could you turn down? So he said, okay, let's go. So you make a Bar Priya Gofen now because he changed his mind. So you make both brachas. That will be determined by good old Hilchus brachas when it's called Hesach Hadas or not. Those halachas are also quite complex. When is it called you changed your mind? When is it called you decided not to eat anymore? What happens if you're a guest in someone's house and you just didn't think you would eat anymore? And then yes, there's all sorts of scenarios and cases. But that's not the issue here. For whatever reason, even if you have to make a Bar Priya Gofen, b'vorech tchila tova meitiv, v'chakach Bar Priya Gofen. You make both brachas. Right.
It's like he's starting to drink again.
Okay, that's a lomdisha point, and the Bir Halacha talks about it, and the Shara Tzion talks about it. But the bottom line is that's the din.
Even you have a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah Berurah. I surely always have a Mishnah Berurah on here.
Mishnah Berurah makes that point. The Shara Tzion makes that point. But they don't ultimately argue. They make the point. They're a little mefakpik on the halacha, but lemaisa they go along with it at the end of the day. He's saying that whenever it's a lomdisha point, a very, very, very valid lomdisha point, the lachor, if you're making the Bar Priya Gofen, L'chorah, that's called you're starting fresh. And if you're starting fresh, L'chorah doesn't have a connection to what came before. And if L'chorah doesn't have a connection to what came before, you shouldn't be making a Tova HaMeitiv. It's like you're drinking wine. So that's not necessarily true, we all understand. But it's a point to make. So the Shara Tzion makes that point. Yeah. Chedushim Kiveger, he brings down. Sharatzion brings down Chedushim Kiveger from the Sefer Beis Yehuda, that when you make a Bar Priya Gofen, you do not make a Tova HaMeitiv because of this longus. The Lachori is starting, it's a new start.
So it's a hesach hadas. I mean, it's not mamish a new start, but at least legally you could say it's a new start. Good point. Inyan chadosh, and ein shayach liyayin sheshosu mikodem. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, so he apparently agrees with the Kitzer that that's not the case. That you make a burp your coffin and a tova made this. From the Mishnah Berurah, it's very, very, very strongly implied that he Mishnah Berurah is very strongly implied that he does not hold the Mishnah Berurah. He brings it down in the Shaar HaTzion, but he doesn't even bring it down as of the Yesh Omrim. He just says it over. Agavorche, he mentions it. So apparently he doesn't hold of it. He doesn't hold it to be Choshesh for it. So, okay. Sif Yud.
Does anybody bring a Sfarah though for the other side? For
saying the Shaar HaTzion. What
was the Sfarah for still saying it, even though there was a Hesesh that's disconnected?
That the din, you have to make a new bracha because of Hesach Hadas, does not say that you're starting fresh and it's not connected to what came before. In Hilchos Brachos, so it doesn't carry over. But that doesn't necessarily mean there's no connection. Sif Yud. Hadam of Erechina Natova Ameitiv Dafka Bistam. When the quality of the second wine is stam. Like you're not sure what it is, if it's better. She'en yadua she'asheni garua min arishon. You don't know that it's worse. Now, there's a few cases where you would know that it's worse, even though you don't know that it's worse. If it's a newer wine, we assume that's garua, that the first. Wine gets better when it ages, like people. But if it's a newer wine, then you don't make a tova meitiv. But if that's not the case, you just don't know that it's worse. Avo b'sheni yaduah b'mushubach min arishon, then you'll make a tova meitiv, which to me is very, very weird. Mishnah Berurah says, make sure you don't have them both on the table.
What if you're not in your wine connoisseur? Okay, do you then just automatically assume the second one would be better?
Yeah, I don't know if it has to, because it's, I think it's better, even if it's different, it's presumed, like that's already a bracha, like a ribuyayin. Like it's a miley of another kind of wine. Like unless you know it's worse, you assume better meaning doesn't have to be better, more expensive, and it tastes better. Better means it's different. That's better. It has a taste that the first one didn't have. That's called better. You're experiencing something that you didn't experience before. It's wine, and so that's called a better wine. It has a taste that the first one didn't have. So even though the first one had a taste that it didn't have, but it's a ribuyayin, and you make a tova meitiv over that, unless you know that it's worse. Unless you know that it's considered, like it's more bitter, it's more sour, it's more, whatever it is with wine, I don't know. Avalam yaduah shugaruah min arishon ein mevarchin olav. Av shubori laguf yosem min arishon. It's healthier. Oh, no, I'm sorry, new sentence. Even if it's better health-wise, even if it's worse in taste, you still make HaTovah HaMeitiv.
So basically, if anything's better about it.
Yeah. Or, again, you assume it's better if it has something that the first one didn't have. So that's called better. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah deals with this. Hold on. Mevarchin tova meitiv afilu ein yodua. As long as you don't know that it's worse, that's the mechaber, and that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says.
Hagov ein chilek. Nothing, it's the same thing. Because it's always going to be considered, that's the pshat, it's always going to be considered better. Because it'll have a taste that the first one didn't have. That's called better. Unless it's markedly worse. Tastes worse. I guess we're talking to the average person. He also says, if you go, a newer wine is always considered worse.
It almost sounds like it's up to the discretion of the person who's drinking it, whether it's to an extent better or worse. I mean, with the exception of the age thing, the first wine he drank could be a classic vintage wine, but you just have an eight taste. You know, and the second wine...
Let's say, I don't know, white wine and fish and then meat, you have red wine, white wine, whatever that is. So that's assumed to be better. Either way, it's assumed to be better. That's what I said. L'chaira, that's what comes out. So if you... stop here. I have to learn content.